This is your wake-up call.
Wake up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Yo. Good morning.
It is Thursday.
Yes, it is a Thursday. You'll be happy to know that yesterday I finally went to go get my license.
Oh, you got your license finally.
Well, I have an interim license right now until they mail my real license to my house. But
okay.
I finally did it.
So you're legally?
Driving finally. With my license expired since January. But I told you I went and they told me I had 24 months and I'll be good.
Okay. Well, you got your license, so now you're legal out there now. So
yes.
You can drive around. You don't have to worry about getting pulled over, none of that stuff anymore.
Right. I mean, I still worry about things like that, but
yeah,
not
but,
for the same reason.
But
I'm not going to throw you in jail or anything. You just get a ticket.
Well, the first time.
Expired license.
First time, you just get a ticket.
Now,
second time,
did your wife, Gia, get hers yet?
Yep, she got hers.
Okay, good.
I wouldn't tell you if she didn't know, but yeah, she got hers just because she is driving around this morning. Yeah, she definitely got hers. Shout out to today is the first day of school for a lot of kids in Jersey. Yesterday, my smaller ones, the kindergartens, had to go to school and preschool. Today was the high school students in my eighth grade. I had to go to school, and I was up all night. I forgot how big the first day of school is, and you got to have the fresh outfit. So my son, who's he's an athlete, is usually not into fly stuff. He just likes basketball shorts,
not the first day.
The basketball swishes, hoodies, and sneakers. That's all he usually wears. Yesterday, I get a call. Dad, it's the first day of school. I said, all right, no, Dad, you got some Nike stuff. You just throw it on some Jordan stuff. He's like, nah, you know,
nah,
I want that bathing ape. I said, what?
Bathing ape's very expensive.
I said, all right, I go get it for you. So I turn around in the city. I go to the store. You know, I go in there. And I was like, all right, let me get that hoodie, that T-shirt, and those pants, and that hoodie. All right.
$3,000.
Like, that was like $1,700. I said, whoa. I said, you know what? So then I did, you know, this is the old trick right here. If it doesn't fit, can I bring it back? All sales are final. I don't need none of that. Just give me that one hoodie right there.
So, all he needs is the hoodie.
That's it. All he needs is the hoodie. He doesn't know none of that matters. Just the hoodie. But stuff is expensive nowadays. Jeesh.
Envy, don't you buy stuff all the time?
Yeah,
I would
but
think
I don't,
you would know this.
But I don't grow. Like, that's the thing. I can wear the same thing for 10 years. Like, I
but
don't
But I mean,
grow.
You buy stuff for the kids. You know how much stuff costs.
No, Gia usually buys stuff for the kids. I usually just gives the credit card. But when I have
See,
to
See, now
it,
if Gia would have went, he'd have had that whole outfit.
He'd have had the whole store if Gia would have went. But since Dad went, I
Man.
Was like, yeesh.
Now, this morning, we are going to talk about these hurricanes. And, you know, very devastating. I actually talked to, you know, I was in St. Martin 4th of July for that week. So I just talked to the Minister of Tourism there, Rolando. Shout out to Rolando. He said they are very resilient in the Caribbean, so they were hit hard, but they'll be fine, except for Barbuda, but we'll get into that this morning.
Yeah, St. Martin, actually the club that we went to, remember the one that we performed at?
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't perform.
Well, I performed and you were hosting. Did you see what it looks like?
It's, yeah.
They ripped the roof. The roof is off the club. The club was an amazing club. It's called Tantra, I believe it's called.
Yeah, Tantra.
And we had an amazing time. Shout out to Shortcut. Shout out to everybody in St. Martin that showed us so much love. The roof is gone off the club. Like, there is no roof. It's crazy. So I'm definitely going to, when we can, I want to go out to St. Martin and really help them because they show so much love and show me so much love. And we still got something big happening for Houston that we're going to donate so much water and so many people want to
Yeah, you
donate.
Have the tractor trailer.
Yeah, we have a tractor trailer, an 18-wheeler that's going to pull up in Jersey. And we're going to load that sucker up and shoot and send it out to Houston with all types of stuff. Water, feminine needs for women, Pampers, kids' clothes, all that. But we'll give you more updates. Let's get the show cracking. Oscar De La Hoya will be joining us this morning.
That should be interesting because that fight is going down September 16th.
No.
Triple G versus Canelo Alvarez.
A lot of people ask when he comes, will he be wearing tights?
Nobody asked that.
Nobody asked that, but I was.
Why would you say that?
I was just curious about that. But we'll talk to Oscar De La Hoya and more. Let's get the show cracking. Front page news. We'll give you some updates. But here's Kendrick Lamar with Humble. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Starts tonight. The football season is back. Tonight at 8:30, the New England Patriots take on the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm excited for football season this Sunday. My New York Giants take on them Dallas Cowboys. And it looks like I am going to Dallas for that game. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, you're going to Dallas?
I'm going to Dallas for that game. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Now let's talk about Hurricane Irma.
Yes, Hurricane Irma, really devastating in the Caribbean. Hurricane Irma has killed 9 people so far as they went with winds of up to 180 miles per hour. They're saying that the island of Barbuda, about 95% of that is gone now, the structures on the island. Now, you know, Robert De Niro actually co-owns a resort on that island, and he has vowed that they will rebuild. And Richard Branson as well.
Richard Branson
said he and his team are, he has his own private island, Necker Island, Barbuda. Robert De Niro owns a resort.
His island is messed up too?
Barbuda is 95%.
By Bora Bora. Right?
No, it's right by Antigua.
Okay, because he owns one by Bora Bora too, right?
It's right by Antigua. He doesn't own the island, but he owns a resort.
A resort over there.
Right.
Uh-oh.
It's called the, what is it called? The Nobu something found, Nobu
yes.
Resort.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Right, and Richard Branson has his own private island. And you know Richard Branson, who owns Virgin.
Yeah. Richard, yeah. You know,
Necker Island.
Mm-hmm.
So he tweeted up and up until the storm, and he said, "The strength of this hurricane is unheard of. Our main concern is safety for everyone here and for all the people in the British Virgin Islands and in the path of the hurricane." Now, you know, he has a boat that is docked, I think, in Tortola. That's like a $45 million yacht.
Right.
Gone.
Damn.
So, really devastating for, but, you know, even worse right now, just St. Martin, they're saying people, at least 2 people were killed in St. Martin and 2 others on St. Bart's. Oh, 6 people died on St. Martin and 2 others on St. Bart's.
Wow.
So, they're saying at least 9 people killed so far, and an infant in Barbuda was also killed in the storm. Now, there's hurricane warning in effect for some areas in Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, the Bahamas, and the Turks and Caicos Island. And they are saying... right now, it's too early to tell whether it's going to make landfall in the United States, but perhaps Florida. So there are some mandatory evacuations in Florida. They're trying to put a cap on those flights so right. that people leaving can actually get out. They had some flights that were $99, but they said those are all sold out. So
yeah,
I was watching
people
the news this
morning. Traffic was crazy.
Yeah,
people
traffic
trying to leave.
Looks absolutely crazy. So whoever is out there, just be safe.
Absolutely.
I don't even know, you know, what else can you say or do right now. But yes, so that's the situation. 3 hurricanes are spinning simultaneously through the Atlantic. That's the first time this has happened in 7 years. So right now that is Hurricane Katia, Hurricane Jose, and of course Hurricane Irma.
Yeah, we definitely have to pray for everybody out there and just get ready to help. You know, everybody's going to need a lot of help. And, you know, as human beings, we just got to make sure that we're able to help them, whether it's monetary, whether it's giving clothes, whether it's giving our time. We absolutely positively, as human beings, going to have to help.
Can you imagine 95% of Barbuda?
That is crazy. That is crazy. Now, quickly, the Gap and Banana Republic are closing a bunch of stores?
They're closing 200 stores of Gap and Banana Republic. They said those stores are underperforming. But when's the last time you've been in the Gap or Banana Republic? When's the last time you fell into the Gap?
I got kids. I buy little cheap little Gap stuff all the time. What are you talking about?
But people go to Target. People go... I mean, I just feel like... You know, I mean, clearly those stores are underperforming because people aren't going in them and shopping.
Oh, yeah.
So they're closing 200 stores.
No, the Gap makes a bunch of dope stuff for kids all the time. Baby Gap all the time.
Well, they said they've been having a difficult time competing with Forever 21 and H&M.
And
who
Zara.
Also makes some great.
And I ain't gonna lie, Zara got a lot of dope kid stuff too. Now, I don't know when Zara started making kid stuff and men's stuff, but Zara got a lot of kid stuff. If you got kids out there and you want a cute little outfit that's not expensive, that looks expensive, those
are
places
to go. But they said Old Navy's doing well.
I ain't going to Old Navy.
Oh, okay. Well, they have nice, cute stuff for kids, too.
I know that. I ain't going to Old Navy.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night and you want to vent a little bit. Or maybe you feel blessed. 800-585-1051. Today is the first day of school for a lot of kids out there. Maybe just like, I'm happy my kids are out the house. I'm happy they're back to school.
They're
I finally get
to
some
be
alone
back in
time.
School.
Whatever
and shout
it may
out
be.
To everybody in St. Thomas, too. They're tweeting from there, too, saying they were hit pretty bad as well.
Yeah, shout out to everybody from all the islands. We definitely love you guys, and you definitely have our support, all right? Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jay.
Jay, get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, look, man, my pops just passed away last week, man, so I'm feeling a little down about that. But
sorry to hear that, brother.
Appreciate it. I just wanted to give him a little shout-out. He's a Brooklyn native, man. He was a DJ back in the day in Brooklyn in the late 80s, early 90s. He was DJ Precise. Vaughn Howard. So I just want to give him a shout-out, especially for the people out there in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, we syndicated in heaven, so I'm sure he'll hear you this morning.
Rest in peace.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
This Miranda.
Hey, Mama, get it off your chest.
I'm mad. Hurricane Irma. I'm in Florida, and we have to leave.
Man, what part of Florida are you in?
I'm in Jacksonville.
Where you evacuating to?
Tennessee.
You wow. driving?
Yeah, we're driving.
I hope you're on the road already.
That traffic looks
No,
crazy.
Actually, I'm not. We're getting on the road in a little while.
Oh, you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, traffic is crazy.
You make it to Orlando.
Don't say that.
Yeah, they've been evacuating Miami, Key West, Jacksonville,
right.
The coast, man. I don't know where everybody's going to possibly go. Hopefully people open up their houses to people, but that's a lot of people that got to evacuate.
And they jacking up the price of flights. I seen a flight from like Miami to Atlanta yesterday that was like
$23,000.
Yeah, they put a price cap now on the flights.
Yeah.
Not right. the flight I saw yesterday.
Well,
Yeesh.
Now they have definitely put a price cap.
Well, Mom, get your ass up and get out of there.
I will. Y'all just pray for us. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Man, every airline doing a price cap or just certain airlines?
Delta, JetBlue. JetBlue did $99.
I saw JetBlue.
$99 flights. Delta did a price cap, I think, $399.
Hello, who's this?
This is Carolina Ralph, Envy.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest, man.
Man, we in North Carolina. The storm ain't really got here yet, but my boss is like, oh, y'all working through the hurricane. We work outside, bro. Like, we do lawn care outside, and he's not even giving people a chance to get off to get their home right just in case to protect from the storm, you know what I'm saying?
What's the point of doing lawn care if the tree is going to be bending anyway?
Right, that's what I'm saying, man.
So
he's just trying to put on for the boss and get his numbers right.
Does he know that the hurricane is a Category 5, possibly a 4 by the time he gets to North Carolina?
I think he does.
Oh, okay. He must want y'all to die then.
Facts. That's what I'm saying, man.
Well, be safe out there, bro.
I'm trying to, man. Y'all appreciate y'all for coming down to North Carolina to get on the radio. Y'all took over on the real.
Thank you, bro.
All right. Well, prayers are with everybody, man. Traveling on the road today.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, get it off your chest.
Well, I'm not mad. I would say stressed and blessed. I have family that's in Barbuda. Mm-hmm. No communication whatsoever from the islands because all the phone lines are gone. But I did hear that, you know, from the news in Antigua that 95% of the homes are
Uninhabitable. Niggas can't live there, basically.
Yeah, you can't live there.
Pretty much. So, but I did see video from a news station, ABS in Antigua, that went there that did show some family and friends. So I know that they are okay, but it's just the stressful part of waiting to see about the immediate family.
Right, waiting to hear from people. Doing.
Right. So it's just hard not knowing that we have family that we can't get in contact with.
Right, that's really difficult.
It is. So it's going on 2 days now, but it's now starting here in the U.S. that we have to just come together as a family to help rebuild our poor little island.
Absolutely.
Of a Barbuda. But thank you so much, guys, for letting me come on.
Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
It's Keon.
Hey, Keon. Get it off your chest, Mama.
I said it's Kim.
Oh, Tim.
Anyway.
All right, well, get it off your chest.
Kim.
Oh, Kim.
Kim, DJ Envy.
Kim.
That's her name up 5 times.
Like, keep it moving?
Yeah, keep it moving, Kim. All right, Kim, I'm sorry. Get it off your chest, Kim.
Anywho, listen. Oh, you smart ass, Trey. I heard you keep it moving, Kim. I get to my point. Anyway, I was just there. I'm so mad. I was just there.
Where was you just at?
I was in New York, and I wanted to see y'all.
I just want you to know we're a nationally syndicated radio show. So when you say you was just there, it could be South Carolina, Houston.
You're right. You know what? If you were thinking, Solomon, you knew that I was talking about New York because of the fact that I said I was just there, and I wanted to see y'all. That's what I said. But anywho, I'm so mad because
why?
I was over on 43rd Street.
And what happened?
And they weren't taking me to see y'all.
I was like, I ain't never going back. So I said, if I go back to New York, I'm going with my other friends because I wanted to see y'all. And that was the whole point.
What do you think we are? Do you think we some type of tourist attraction that you could just drive by and we just going to be standing there like the Statue of Liberty?
No. Charlamagne, you the one told me that it was okay for me to come see y'all.
There you go.
And kick it with
there
y'all
it
and to pull up. So now
I'm not listen. I'm not saying you can't do that. I'm just saying
that's
you expect
problem
us just to be standing
and
on the street.
You weren't even here just about 20 minutes ago. You late.
That's a fact.
So? And what?
Anyways, I was coming here because I wanted to see y'all, and I didn't even get to see y'all, and I'm mad about
but
it.
But we gotta plan this out better next time, Kim.
Where you from, Mama?
Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
All right, next time we got to plan this out better, okay?
Next time we go to Michigan,
okay?
Maybe
if you tweet us or something.
I don't want to be in Michigan, see y'all. I'll see end of the year in Michigan. I want to come to New York to see you, the whole cast.
All
right, but
yawn,
listen, next time you hit us up.
You're telling me you sitting over there grinding and look at all those noises. You're the main reason why you and God hit me once in the Breakfast Club. I thought this was because of you. It was funny. I felt like you were so real. You sitting over there making all them crazy noises. You got a lot of nerve, buddy.
You're making me yawn. What you want me to do? You want me to be real except when it comes to you?
Huh? Yeah, absolutely. That's it. You fake when it comes to me. You be fake when it comes to me, okay?
All right,
okay,
baby.
Because I'm out here representing down here. So y'all need to listen to the Breakfast Club. Y'all need to do this to the Breakfast Club.
Thank you, boo.
For instance, I'm putting y'all on the map. You are recognized.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, Kim. We appreciate you.
Now go shave your legs, boo.
And
have a good morning.
Y'all. Bye.
All right.
Charlamagne.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way, ye?
Yes, let's talk about some black girl magic. Our girl Yvonne Orji, you know her as Molly from Insecure, will tell you what she's just signed on to do. Plus, we'll give you more information on what's going on in Barbuda.
All right, all that and more, keep it locked. And don't forget, Oscar De La Hoya will be joining us next hour.
Oscar De La Hoya, the CEO of Golden Boy Promotions. He got money.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Michael Bennett.
It's about
not here for Jeezy?
This is the rumor report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, this video has surfaced of Michael Bennett. He was being handcuffed by the police while laying face down in the concrete in Vegas. And you can hear him screaming he's innocent. Now, this video was August 26th. It was in Vegas outside Dre's nightclub. Apparently, the officers were there because there was reports of a shooting. And they were trying to figure out who...
What date was this?
This is August 26th.
That was fight weekend?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was fight weekend.
It was definitely fight weekend. That was fight night.
I remember seeing all over Twitter, there were shots fired outside of Dre's, never any shots fired.
No shots. Mm-mm.
So apparently the cops came because they got reports of shots fired and found out there were none. But Michael Bennett has put up a letter. He said, Las Vegas police officers singled me out and pointed their guns at me for doing nothing more than simply being a black man in the wrong place at the wrong time. A police officer ordered me to get on the ground as I laid on the ground, complying with his commands not to move. He placed his gun near my head and warned me that if I moved, he would blow my effing head off. So he was saying that the officers used excessive use of force. It was unbearable. Here's what he had to say during a press conference.
It's a traumatic experience for me, my family. I'm just focused on trying to push forward and keep continuously championing the quest for justice for people, keep pushing equality for oppressed people. I try to tell my daughters every single day that they matter.
Salute to my guy, Michael Bennett. Great dude. Does a lot for his community. Stand-up citizen. Has a book coming out called, I think, How to Make White People Uncomfortable. I think it's called something to that effect.
Well, the Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll has supported Michael Bennett as well. Here's what he said.
We take this opportunity to say that we stand for in support of him and anyone facing inequalities. What happened with Michael is a classic illustration of the reality of inequalities that are demonstrated daily. You know, may this incident inspire all of us to respond with compassion when inequalities are brought to light. Allow us to have the courage to stand for change. We can do better than this.
Well, how come y'all don't feel like that when Colin Kaepernick takes a knee for those same issues?
Now,
you know what I mean? I want you to have that same energy when it comes to Colin Kaepernick and what he's taking a knee for.
In Vegas, the police department is saying that he actually it wasn't racial profiling, but they targeted him because he acted suspicious. He says that officers only chased Michael Bennett when he acted suspiciously during the intense search, according to this police officer. They're saying,
what do they call suspicious? Black skin? Like, what makes somebody suspicious? Big and black?
I'll tell you what they said. Mm-hmm. Okay, the officers, they said as they moved toward the nightclub, an individual later identified as Bennett was seen crouched down behind a gaming machine as the officers approached. Once Bennett was in the officer's view, he quickly ran out of the south doors, jumped over a wall onto Flamingo Road east of Las Vegas Boulevard into traffic. Due to Bennett's actions and the information the officers had at the time, they believe Bennett may have been involved in the shooting, and they gave chase. They said he was placed into handcuffs and detained, and he was detained for about 10 minutes while they determined that he was not involved.
So this big 6'4", 250-pound person was just jumping over walls, running all through Vegas. That's what you want me to believe.
Now here's what the police officers had to say.
With very little information as to who the shooter was or the shooter's location, our officers pushed past the fleeing crowds. As they moved towards the nightclub, an individual later identified as Bennett was seen crouched down behind a gaming machine as the officers approached. Once Bennett was in the officer's view, he quickly ran out of the south doors, jumped over a wall onto Flamingo Road East. Due to Bennett's actions and the information the officers had at the time, they believed Bennett may have been involved in the shooting, and they gave chase.
Well, the good thing about Vegas, there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, so they're actually
in Vegas.
Going through all of this camera footage.
And they should pull them cameras and Michael Bennett should shoot a ish out of them if
they're
lying.
And listen, if I'm wrong, if I'm wrong, I stand corrected, but I highly doubt that happened. I highly doubt that Michael Bennett was crouching behind something and he was running and jumped over a wall in the traffic. I highly doubt
it. But one thing about Vegas, this camera's everywhere.
Right, so they are combing through hundreds of video footage.
Well, you got to show me, Las Vegas police.
Right. And right now, Michael Bennett is considering filing a federal civil rights lawsuit for excessive force as they investigate that incident that happened just last month.
Well, his book will be out this fall. It's called How to Make White People Uncomfortable. Sure. And chapter one is to be big and black.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor reports.
All right, we got front page news up next. Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about the hurricanes and some updates, Yee.
Right, so we told you earlier, we've been telling you this all morning. Right now, Barbuda, 95% of the homes, the entire housing stock was damaged, and 95% of Barbuda is just uninhabitable right now. At least three people have been killed. Now, the island has about 1,800 people, and according to the Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda, they're saying that there's currently no water and no phone service for Barbuda residents. So I know it's tough for people trying to reach out and see if your family is good and make sure it's okay, but as of now, there's no phone service and there's no water also. Of course, St. Martin was hit pretty badly, too. They're saying some of the strongest buildings on that island were destroyed. So you can imagine that other weaker structures likely have been damaged or destroyed as well. Right now, Florida is bracing for the storm to possibly hit there also. And people have been told to evacuate. So
yes, South Carolina has been declared a state of emergency as well. Salute to my people on the island of Anguilla. They got hit really hard.
Yeah, and shout out to all my people in Montserrat, where my family is from also. That's right by like 15 minutes from Antigua and Barbuda. So we're still waiting to find out how everybody's doing and what's happening. But it's going to cost about $100 million to rebuild Barbuda.
I could imagine.
And we told you earlier, Robert De Niro was in the process. He has a resort there, a luxury resort. So he is dedicated to making sure that he's part of the island rebuilding also. Now, I also told you about the flights of prices. So right now, big airlines are slashing prices to help people from Florida flee before Hurricane Irma hits. American Airlines has capped the price of main cabin seats at $99. JetBlue, $99 and $159. And for Delta, their flights won't be more than $399 for all tickets to and from Southern Florida and the Caribbean, and that price cap applies to all seats, including first class. So all three of those companies say that their price caps will be in effect through September 13th.
Okay.
All right.
All right, now let's talk about Gap and Banana Republic.
They're going to be closing 200 Gap and Banana Republic stores right now, but they're saying you can expect to see more Old Navy and Athleta stores popping up. Now, Gap has been underperforming, so has Banana Republic. I guess they said right now people are shopping a lot at H&M, at Forever 21, and Old Navy is the only one out of all their retail stores that are doing pretty well. So right now they're just having to make sure that they, I guess, try to save what they do have. There's about 2,000 Gap and Banana Republic stores worldwide, so that's 10% of those stores that are going to be closing, but they are planning to open up more Old Navy and Athleta stores in the next 3 years. By the way, athleisure is really big for us right now.
Okay.
That's like athletic leisure wear, so mm-hmm. you can wear your gym clothes kind of out and about as regular clothes.
Airport clothes.
Yeah, stuff I have on athleisure wear right now.
Even though I don't fart in my clothes, but that is stuff that you feel free to fart in, basically.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, Oscar De La Hoya will be joining us. We'll kick it with him. Of course, he owns...
He wears leisure wear.
He definitely wears
leisure wear. As in lingerie, fishnets, heels. We definitely need to ask him about that.
We'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Oscar De La Hoya.
Yes. What's up, my man?
Good
Founder
morning.
Of Golden Boy Promotions.
Yeah. That's right.
Now, you promoting the upcoming Canelo Alvarez versus Triple G fight, September 16th.
Exactly.
Is it hard to promote a fight of this magnitude when neither fighter speaks English?
Yeah, Triple G speaks it all broken up, and you know Canelo can
understand
it.
We had him up here.
Exactly. Yeah. It's tough, but the great thing is that these guys can fight. Everybody knows that these guys are gonna throw down and you know bombs away.
Boxing fans know that.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
But the casual fan doesn't know.
Exactly. So I mean, look, in terms of because everybody likes talking about the business side of boxing now. In terms of business, it's going to do a huge amounts of business, you know. I mean, that's a given. But the fact that this is a real fight, hopefully the week of the fight or, you know, we'll carry on. Because, the momentum is building. You know, you got everybody from, you know, all the CNNs and the ESPNs and the whole world, like, interested in this fight. So we have to just get that momentum going and get these guys to speak English.
Now, you said fuck you. Mayweather and
right.
McGregor. Why did you say that?
It's a disrespect to boxing. Mm-hmm. I mean, boxing is, and my man Bernard Hopkins would say this in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. You know, boxing is old school. Boxing is boxing where you have two guys who are not going to carry each other to the 10th round who, I mean, like, for instance, Mayweather, okay? Mayweather is probably the purest, best boxer on the planet today, right? I mean, now he's retired. Mm-hmm. But in our generation... So you have him carrying McGregor for 4 or 5 rounds, right? So he can go 10 rounds and collect his money in the sports book. I mean, it's no secret that Mayweather bet on himself in the 10th round. I mean, we all know that, right?
I didn't know he was in the
Yeah, come on. We all know that, right?
I heard him say he was, but I didn't know he was.
Well, yeah, they didn't let him.
Is that legal?
They didn't let him.
Of course it's not. I mean, I mean, it's Vegas. I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's like, come on. You're fighting a UFC guy, okay? And Mayweather doesn't throw a punch for 4 rounds? I mean, come on.
Yeah,
the best fighter on the planet and
mm-hmm.
doesn't throw punches for 4 rounds? I mean, what does that tell you? Come on.
So it's not that he threw the fight, but the fight was rigged in a way.
Well, it was just a farce. For me, it was just a farce.
Yeah, it was a farce.
But anyway, Canelo Triple G, I mean, it's a real fight. It's just a real fight. I mean, that's the bottom line. I call it 6 to 8 rounds of hell. I'm gonna call it 6 to 8 rounds of hell. It's gonna be a bloodbath.
Yeah, it's gonna be a bloodbath. I've always said Canelo will beat Triple G though, and I love Triple G.
I love him from your mouth to God's ears, man.
But I just think Canelo's a better boxer.
No, he is a better boxer. He learned a lot when he lost against Mayweather back in the day. He's grown as a fighter. He's maturing as a fighter. It's just gonna be a good fight, man.
But you still feel like this fight could go either way.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It could go either way. I think Triple G can knock out Canelo. Not at any given point, but if he lands that big power punch, he can knock him out. And same with Canelo. If he lands that big power punch, it's good night for Triple G.
How did you know being a boxing promoter was the move? That being a fighter wasn't enough.
For me, fighting is what I know best. I started when I was 4 years old. It got me my 10 world titles, gold medal, all that stuff. So it's my obligation, it's my job to keep the integrity of boxing alive, you know, and by making these types of fights, that's all you can do is make sure you put the best against the best. That's all I can do. I mean, I'm hoping this fight is such a great fight. I mean, that both guys drop each other, that both guys, you know, it's a close fight, you know, and we can make another one. Why not? That's what boxing needs right now.
How do we get people excited about boxing again? I mean,
I remember as a kid, I used to love watching Mike Tyson. It was powerful.
Exactly.
And even with Floyd, you know, now with him retiring, how do we get people back into boxing?
Just make the best fights happen, man. That's it. That's it. I mean, this fight here with Canelo Triple G and Daniel Jacobs in the mix as well as a middleweight. Then you have other middleweights that are up and coming. If we can have a round robin of all these guys fight each other, you know, and create some good fights, you know, you can start something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in boxing, for instance, before myself, it was Mike Tyson.
Right.
Before Mike Tyson, it was Muhammad Ali. After me, it was Floyd. And then you had Pacquiao. So it's like a roller coaster in boxing. You only have like one guy or two guys at the most carrying the sport of boxing. So right now, we're in a transition stage.
Some great guys out there, though.
There's some
Canelo.
Yeah, there's some awesome guys out there, but they Crawford, just have to fight each other. Crawford, Spence. Crawford's another one.
Yeah,
Crawford's another one. I mean, look, hey, I'm all for promoting the best out there, man. And I really do think Crawford's one of the best out there.
And we had Spence up here recently too.
I'm always reaching out to Spence, and because he has no promoter, mm-hmm. I would love to promote Spence. I mean, I think he's the real deal. I think he can be the guy who creates some noise in the sport.
How important is trash talk, too? Because he's, like, such a nice guy.
He's such a nice guy. You got to trash talk a bit. I mean, look, that's why Mayweather and McGregor sold so many. It got the interest of the whole world because both are trash talkers, right. You know? Right. Both know how to sell an event, you know? And, you know, I mean, they know how to do it. And, you know, it's like, but for me, as a purist of the game, I just want to see a great fight. That's it.
They got on McGregor about his racial slurs. Did you take stuff like that personal when Floyd put on the sombrero and
I didn't take it personal. No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't because I knew what Floyd was already doing. So I tried not to fall into that trap, you know, because that's what Floyd does. I mean, he's the best at beating you before you even step inside the ring. It's kind of like Tyson, you know. Tyson just looks at you and you're freaking scared, and you don't even want to throw a punch in the ring.
Does that undefeated thing hurt as well? Because, you know, Floyd was undefeated and Tyson was undefeated for so long. Now it seems like everybody wants to see undefeated now, you know.
I'm not for it when you don't challenge the very best, mm-hmm. you know, because if you're going to challenge the very best, You eventually have to lose. Mm-hmm. You eventually have to lose. If you're challenging the very best at the right time, you eventually have to lose. It happened to Tyson. Tyson, who did he lose to? He lost against...
We didn't expect him to lose to Buster Douglas.
Well, we didn't, yeah. I mean, he was with, you know, nine women over there in Japan and, mm-hmm. you know, messing
and
around
Bobby
and stuff.
Brown, doing yeah, coke.
Yeah. exactly, yeah. So I think that when you fight the very best, it's like this fight here with Triple G and Canelo. I mean, obviously somebody's going to lose. Somebody's going to get knocked out. It might be Triple G, and he's undefeated, you know, because finally he's stepping up to fight the very best.
All right, we got more with Oscar De La Hoya when we come back. All right, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Oscar De La Hoya.
Yes.
What's up, my man?
Good Founder morning. Of Golden Boy Promotions.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you promoting the upcoming Canelo Alvarez versus Triple G fight, September 16th.
Exactly.
Is it hard to promote a fight of this magnitude when neither fighter speaks English?
Yeah, Triple G speaks it all broken up, and, you know, Canelo can
understand
it.
We had him up here, exactly.
It's tough, but the great thing is that these guys can fight. Everybody knows that these guys are going to throw down and, you know, bombs away.
Boxing fans know that.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But the casual fan doesn't know.
Exactly. So, I mean, look, in terms of, because everybody likes talking about the business side of boxing now. In terms of business, it's going to do a huge amounts of business, you know. I mean, that's a given. But the fact that this is a real fight, hopefully the week of the fight or, you know, we'll carry on. Because, the momentum is building. You know, you got everybody from, you know, all the CNNs and the ESPNs and the whole world, like, interested in this fight. So we have to just get that momentum going and get these guys to speak English.
Now you said F*** you to Mayweather and McGregor. Why did you say that?
It's a disrespect to boxing. Mm-hmm. I mean, boxing, look, boxing is, and my man Bernard Hopkins would say this in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. You know, boxing is old school. Boxing is boxing where you have two guys who are not going to carry each other to the 10th round, who, I mean, like, for instance, Mayweather, okay? Mayweather is probably the purest, best boxer on the planet today, right? I mean, now he's retired, mm-hmm. but in our generation. So you have him carrying McGregor for 4 or 5 rounds, right? So he can go 10 rounds and collect his money in the sports book. I mean, it's no secret that Mayweather bet on himself in the 10th round. I mean, we all know that, right?
Oh, I didn't know he wasn't allowed.
Yeah, come on. We all know that, right?
I didn't say he was, but I didn't know he actually did.
They didn't let him.
Is that legal?
They didn't let him.
Of course it's not. I mean, I mean, it's Vegas. I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. But it's like, come on. You're fighting a UFC guy, okay? And Mayweather doesn't throw a punch for 4 rounds? I mean, come on. Yeah, the best fighter on the planet and doesn't throw punches for 4 rounds? I mean, what does that tell you? Come on.
So it's not that he threw the fight, but the fight was rigged in a way.
Well, it was just a farce. For me, it was just a farce. It was a farce. But anyway, Canelo Triple G, I mean, it's a real fight. It's just a real fight. I mean, that's the bottom line. I call it 6 to 8 rounds of hell. I'm gonna call it 6 to 8 rounds of hell. It's gonna be a bloodbath.
Yeah, it's gonna be a bloodbath. I've always said Canelo will beat Triple G though, and I love Triple G.
I love him from your mouth to God's ears, man.
But I just think Canelo's a better boxer.
No, he is a better boxer. He learned a lot when he lost against Mayweather back in the day. He's grown as a fighter. He's maturing as a fighter. It's just gonna be a good fight, man.
But you still feel like this fight could go either way.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It could go either way. I think Triple G can knock out Canelo. Not at any given point, but if he lands that big power punch, he can knock him out. And same with Canelo. If he lands that big power punch, it's good night for Triple G.
How did you know being a boxing promoter was the move? That being a fighter wasn't enough.
For me, fighting is what I know best. I started when I was 4 years old. It got me my 10 world titles, gold medal, all that stuff. So it's my obligation, it's my job to keep the integrity of boxing alive, you know, and by making these types of fights, that's all you can do is make sure you put the best against the best. That's all I can do. I mean, I'm hoping this fight is such a great fight. I mean, that both guys drop each other, that both guys, you know, it's a close fight, you know, and we can make another one. Yeah. Why not? That's what boxing needs right now.
How do we get people excited about boxing again? I mean, I remember as a kid, I used to love watching Mike Tyson. It was powerful.
Exactly.
And even with Floyd, you know, now with him retiring, right. How do we get people back into boxing?
Just make the best fights happen, man. That's it. I mean, this fight here with Canelo Triple G and Daniel Jacobs in the mix as well, mm-hmm. as a middleweight. Then you have other middleweights that are up and coming. If we can have a round robin of all these guys fight each other, you know, and create some good fights, you know, you can start something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in boxing, for instance, before myself, it was Mike Tyson.
Right.
Before Mike Tyson, it was Muhammad Ali. After me, it was Floyd. And then you had Pacquiao. So It's like a roller coaster in boxing. You only have like one guy or two guys at the most carrying the sport of boxing. So right now, we're in a transition stage.
Some great guys out there, though.
There's some
Canelo.
Yeah, there's some awesome guys out there, but they just have to fight each other. Crawford's another one.
Yeah,
Crawford's another one. I mean, look, hey, I'm all for promoting the best out there, man. And I really do think Crawford's one of the best out there.
And we had Spence up here recently too.
I'm always reaching out to Spence because he has no promoter. Mm-hmm. I would love to promote Spence. I mean, I think he's the real deal. I think he can be the guy who creates some noise in the sport.
How important is trash talk, too? Because he's, like, such a nice guy.
He's such a nice guy. You got to trash talk a bit. I mean, look, that's why Mayweather and McGregor sold so many. It got the interest of the whole world because both are trash talkers, right. You know? Right. Both know how to sell an event, you know? And, you know, I mean, they know how to do it. And, you know, it's like, but for me, as a purist of the game, I just want to see a great fight. That's it.
They got on McGregor about his racial slurs. Did you take stuff like that personal when Floyd put on the sombrero and
I didn't take it personal. No, I didn't. Yeah. Because I knew what Floyd was already doing. So I tried not to fall into that trap, you know, because that's what Floyd does. I mean, he's the best at beating you before you even step inside the ring. It's kind of like Tyson, you know. Tyson just looks at you, and you're freaking scared, and you don't even want to throw a punch in the ring.
Does that undefeated thing hurt as well? Because you know Floyd was undefeated, and Tyson was undefeated for so long. Now it seems like everybody wants to see undefeated now. You know,
I'm not for it when you don't challenge the very best. Mm-hmm. You know, because if you're gonna challenge the very best, You eventually have to lose. Mm-hmm. You eventually have to lose. If you're challenging the very best at the right time, you eventually have to lose. It happened to Tyson. Tyson, who did he lose to? He lost against...
We didn't expect him to lose to Buster Douglas.
Well, we didn't, yeah. I mean, he was with, nine women over there in Japan and, you know, messing
and
around
Bobby
and stuff.
Brown, yeah, coke. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I think that when you fight the very best, it's like this fight here with Triple G and Canelo. I mean, obviously, somebody's going to lose. Somebody's going to get knocked out. It might be Triple G, and he's undefeated, you know, because finally he's stepping up to fight the very best.
All right, we got more with Oscar De La Hoya when we come back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Oscar De La Hoya is still in the building. Charlamagne?
Now, what was up with those pictures of you in the lingerie and fishnets back in the day? We see those pop up all the time. And what the hell were you doing?
Just a bad time in my life. Yeah, that's it. I mean, that happened, 10 years ago? You know, and they're still popping up, but that's the power of the social media. You know, so. Yeah. Right? Exactly, yeah. So.
Was it hard for them to take you serious as a boxing promoter with stuff like that?
Oh, no. We're the best promoter in the world today. Yeah. I mean, so it has nothing to do with it. It just has something to do with, with my personal life at that time, which was 10 years ago, which was so, obviously we've... you know, in America, you have the opportunity to rise and shine and get better and be better. And so that's exactly what I've done.
Do you hate Floyd Mayweather Jr.?
No, not at all. I respect him as an athlete. I respect him as an athlete. I respect him as a fighter. I think he's, like I said, one of the best that's laced up the gloves in the history of the sport. I just don't like, what he's done in his personal life. That's it.
Now,
what do you mean by that?
We all know his past.
Like the domestic violence and stuff?
Yeah, I don't like that stuff. You know, it's just not my cup of tea. I mean, who would?
But he probably could say the same thing about you. You had bouts with drug addiction and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, but I would never hit women.
Okay, true.
And by the way, I would never attack anybody personally. You mm-hmm. know, I would never do it. I mean, I would never, ever do it. I just, that's just my personal thing. I mean, I'm an athlete. You have to be responsible to your sport. And look, whoever attacks me personally, I mean, so be it. I mean, it is what it is, you know, what happened. But going back to your question, I think that by my example, the way I'm living now, the way I've lived, the way I'm living now, it's like, I mean, it's progression, you know, and you have to take a look at, for instance, like guys like Mike Tyson. You take a look at Mike Tyson right now, the way he lived and the way he's living now, I mean, it's night and day. Mike Tyson is like a freaking teddy bear now.
Yeah.
I love the guy, man. He's like, this guy was a beast
still
back in the day. He's scary. Yeah, he is. But he's the nicest guy ever now. He's like now a positive influence. He's doing movies and doing this and that. And
his play.
That's what it's all about. You know, that's what it's all about. Yeah, he had demons. I think we all do. Mm-hmm. But if you can move on and grow and become a better person from it, you know, and then at least you're doing something right, you know.
But boxing is interesting, though, because even with guys like Tyson, guys like Mayweather, it's a violent sport.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a tough sport.
So if it carries on outside of the ring, can you really hold them so much accountable when they're, like, trained to be just these violent individuals all the time?
Well, I mean, it is a violent sport, but, I mean... I'm sorry, because look, I'm a huge advocate of violence against women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's. I mean, it even irks me about even talking about it. You know, I mean, it's a no in my game.
Mm-hmm. You know, but a lot of people talk about his. I'm going to talk about Floyd again. His fighting style and say he's not aggressive enough. And you know, my thing has always been: isn't boxing not to get hit and get hit? Like people want to see more aggression.
I think boxing is about fighting the very best. At the right time. That's the bottom line. Look, Floyd is a master boxer. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. But boxing is fighting the best against the best. And
you don't think
can you give me a fight, a Floyd fight, where it was the odds were even?
What about when he fought?
Nah. I was over the hill when he fought me.
Yeah, you was older than. Canelo was too young.
Give me a fight where the odds were even when Floyd fought.
Who would you like to see him fight that you didn't?
He's retired. He's retired. Well, Pacquiao when he was in his prime.
But Pacquiao was allegedly on dope then. So he was doped up. So
apparently,
Floyd
yeah.
was kind of smart to stay away from that at the time.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. So, but it's like this Canelo Triple G fight. It's actually Triple G's a favorite, and it's an even fight. So I mean, these are the types of fights that boxing needs. You mm-hmm. know, these are the types of fights that build your legacy as a fighter. And so my question has always been: I mean, when have you talked about a fight that is an even fight with Floyd?
I'm not the biggest Floyd fan, you know, outside of the ring either. But I think he ran through the whole Golden Boy roster. I mean, he fought everybody. Like, he fought to his competition. It's not his fault that there was nobody as good as him.
It's not his fault, and I have part blame, you know, in that, because I was his promoter for 10 fights. You know, and everybody who fought, I mean, the odds were like 10-1 or 15-1. You know, I mean, what do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think that you know, boxing needs to come back in a big way, and I think September 16th will be the beginning of a new wave of fighters. You know, I mean, Errol Spence is another one. Like I said, I mean, Errol Spence is in that wave. I mean, he can be a big force in boxing.
I love Errol Spence.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good guy, a good fighter, but he needs a promoter like me.
How do you feel about our current celebrity in chief, Donald Trump?
I didn't even vote for him. I mean, I have no opinion about him. I mean, what he's doing, you know, is just, it's terrible. He's dividing families.
Do you have any family members that are going to be affected by the Trump rescinding DACA?
A few. Yeah, a few, man. So, yeah, we're obviously definitely against it. I mean, I've talked to a few family members, and yeah, it's devastating. It's devastating. So, yeah, we must do something. We gotta stay strong, man, and stay united. I literally wish, if I were to make a comeback, I would call him out. I would call him out and knock his ass out. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't be pulled up all the time.
We talk about the aggression that boxers have. Do you think, did you have to undergo like therapy and things like that just to keep your mental?
Boxing was my therapy.
That was your only therapy?
Mm-hmm. Boxing was my therapy. I mean, I was, you know, it's like you don't grow up in the best of environments.
Mm-hmm.
And so my letting out frustrations were in the ring. You know, fighting guys, knocking guys out, going to the gym, you know, sparring and, you know, beating guys up. I mean, that was my therapy.
So what led to the coke and booze then?
I don't know. Just a bad time in my life, you know. Yeah, bad time in my life, man. I mean, it was one of those times where it's like, you know, you sometimes lose your identity when you retire. You know, you hear about all these athletes and actors and this and that, and they lose themselves and this and that. So,
because you've been doing that since you were four.
And exactly. And then what do I do now? Like, who am I now? You know, so I was in a bad place, a really bad place, you know, but I'm actually glad that I was able to bring myself back. Mm-hmm. To the light. That was the toughest fight of my life, let me tell you. To come back.
Drugs and alcohol?
Man, that was the mm-hmm. toughest fight of my life. I felt like if I was being knocked down every single time in every single round, you know? And, but hey, I thank God, man, I made it.
I would love to see that Oscar De La Hoya story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it'll be raw, let me tell you.
Is that
it'll be raw.
You gotta have the laundry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you gotta have everything.
You gotta put everything in there.
I have no clue.
Why you wanna know?
I have no clue. Yeah, Zach, like, what's up? What's up, my man? Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
God damn.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us. Did you sign your son yet? Is he signed to you yet?
No, not yet. I don't want
him
to go to Don King, man, or Mayweather. Hey, God damn it. Hey, you better stick to family here, brother.
You think Mayweather's a good promoter?
Yeah, I like him, man. I like what he's doing.
Yeah,
it's good for the sport, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's good for the sport. Everything he's doing, I love it, man. I love it.
All right, the big fight is happening on the 16th.
Yeah.
Triple G versus Canelo Alvarez. You're saying 8th or 9th round, but it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be a knockout.
I'm paying for that one. I didn't pay for the McGregor-Mayweather. I refused to. But I'm definitely paying for Canelo Triple G.
Well, there you go.
Appreciate you for joining us.
All right.
Oscar De La Hoya. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Thanks, guys.
The Breakfast Club.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes. Donkey of the Day for Thursday, September 7th goes to Christopher Kid Reed from the legendary hip-hop group Kid & Play. This one hurts, ladies and gentlemen. Do we remember yesterday when I gave Donkey of the Day to the fat man in the fedora?
Yes.
Jason Whitlock.
Jason Whitlock on Fox Sports 1. Remember how everybody was saying MC Gluttony had a white guy come out dressed as Colin Kaepernick to make a mockery of the injustices that black and brown people are facing at the hands of the police? Well,
We didn't know who that white guy was.
Well, I never said the guy was white because I honestly couldn't tell if he was white or not. And honestly, I didn't give a damn what the color of the Kaepernick impersonator was. Although I would never think in a million years that a black man with any integrity or love for his people would make light of what Colin is doing. And I thought a black man with any type of honor would never stand next to the fat man with the fedora and make fun of his people. But oh, was I wrong. See, the black man, or should I say beige man, who was pretending to be Colin Kaepernick was Kid from Kid & Play, according to TMZ. Okay, this hurt, man. I love Kid & Play and still love Kid & Play. But Kid, what the hell was you thinking? You one of the stars of House Party. Now you siding with Jason Whitlock to create House Nigga Party? There is no way you about to form a new group with the fat man in the fedora. First of all, he's way too fat to dance. Okay, his ankles are way too thick to do the Kid & Play kickstep. Now, there's plenty of big-boned, big-bellied men who can cut a rug. R.I.P. Heavy D. But I guarantee the fat man in the fedora isn't one of them. How is a man who clearly hates cardio gonna do the running man? He not running man, he not jogging man, he not sprinting man. It's not happening. That man, Jason Whitlock, looks like it hurts for him to breathe. So imagine the agony on his face if he tried to do the cabbage patch. That's an old school 90s dance, kids. Ask your parents, okay? Christopher Kid Reed, if you and Whitlock formed a group, what would you name it? I got some suggestions. Okay? How about Kid and Never Play Outside? That's why I'm obese due to a lack of physical activity. That's too long, right?
Too long.
What about Kid and Heavy?
That's getting there.
Kid and Fat? Nah, too basic, right? What about Kid and Play-Doh? Because Jason Whitlock is built on a lot of levels like a tub of Play-Doh. See, none of these names are working because it's not meant to be. You should be ashamed of yourself, Kid. I know you're a comedian, but once again for the people in the back, there is nothing funny about the killing of unarmed black and brown people at the hands of the police. There's nothing funny about police brutality. Robin Harris, a.k.a. Pops, did not get harassed by police in the House Party, okay, for you to be on TV cooning it up with the fat man in the fedora. Please give Christopher Kid Reed the sweet sounds of the hammer tones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
It hurt my feelings, man.
Definitely not a class act.
Where's... where is Pops to whip Kid's ass when you need it, man? This is like...
Your ass is
mine. That's it. You need a reminder.
I can explain.
No, we don't want to hear it, Kid.
I'm sick of your... I didn't work too hard.
That's right.
Too long
for you to be cooning it up like with the fat man in the fedora.
Ow!
Okay?
Ow!
There you go. Get on his ass, Pops. There you go. Get his ass, Pops.
You're big and yellow. I'm supposed to be like Miller. Hell no. Pop, I started fighting empty room.
There you go. There you go.
Child abuse if
you, there you go. There you go.
But they're not coming here because I'll kick their ass too.
All right.
House Party's still classic, though.
It is.
By the way.
Thank you for that, Donkey of the Day. Up next, Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you need some relationship advice, you can call Yee right now. Again, 800-585-1051. Call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. What line you want to go to, Ye?
Line number 3.
Hello, who's this?
It's Destiny.
Hey, Destiny, what's your question for Ye?
Well, basically, I've been with my boyfriend for the last, like, 7 months consistently, and we got into a fight, and he spit on me.
Whoa.
Spit as in spat, as in fluid?
Like, oh, but it landed.
Hell no.
But where did it land, though? Where did it land?
It landed on my dress. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to figure out, like, is this something that I need to, like, dead him forever type or what?
That sounds okay. First of all, what happened? Lay down the groundwork of what happened. Like, what made him?
Well, basically, what happened was we got into a fight because I felt like he was creeping around. His timetable was off, so I started sleeping inside of on the couch for like 2 days. And on the second day, he was like, "Nah, you're like neglecting me, you ain't paying me no attention. I'm done with this." And I'm like, "What? Like, cause you mad that I slept on the couch for 2 days?" So the fight just got kind of out of hand. And he spit on me, like, long story. Like, you know, I hit him a couple times after he shoved me and
but no, okay, stop right there. You guys, your arguments are physical. He spit on you. It's only 7 months in. You're already sleeping on the couch. You're accusing him of things. He's talking crazy to you. This sounds like a very toxic relationship to me already that's going to keep on escalating.
True. Very possible.
Anytime that you feel like you got to put your hands on somebody or they feel like they could put their hands on you, he put his hands on you. He shoved you. You put your hands on him. He spit on you. Where do you go from there?
That's true. That's what my mom said. Like, how much worse can it get?
And it's only...
You told your
mom? And it's 7...
Oh, yeah, I told my mom.
Oh, no, you can't go
and
back.
And it's 7 months in.
Yeah, yeah. Once you told your mom, you definitely can't go back.
My advice to you is, first of all, I would never deal with, and I know people say this all the time, but if a guy puts his hands on me, I would never, ever want to deal with him. If a guy spit on me, that's just ultimately disrespectful, and it's abusive.
Exactly.
And anytime, and I've heard this so many times, my ex-boyfriend used to tell me, he was like, his mom always told him, if you ever feel like you got to put your hands on a woman, then you need to just leave, because that's not a good relationship for you. And if you feel like you got to put your hands on him, you need to leave too. Y'all are not good for each other.
Oh, okay. That's right.
All right, honey.
Okay.
I know it's probably not what you wanted to hear.
No, you sound like my mama. She said, I mean, I'm only 21, so I can keep it moving.
It's not what you wanted to hear, but nobody needs to deal with this. It seems like y'all are bringing out the worst in each other, and you need to bring out the best in each other. And he's too comfortable doing those things to you.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, how the hell does that even come to your mind to spit on me? Like, get the hell out of here. You're right.
All right. Good luck.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club in the middle of Ask Ye. What line you want to go to, Ye?
Let's do line 1.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Zahar.
All right, what's your question for Ye?
Hi, Ye.
Hey, Zahar.
My question is this. When I was in high school, I met my boyfriend. We were on a break, and then I wind up having a baby by another guy. And he decided not to be there, so my boyfriend now decided that he was going to raise my son with me. So fast forward, now we're both grown. We decided to have 2 more children together.
Okay.
Now, because we dated so young, I accepted the fact that, you know, he didn't get to date other women, so I knew that it was going to be trials and tribulations of him dating other women. So I decided to stick around because I see the potential that he was, you know, a good guy at first. So now that we're older, I'm kind of starting to see that he's still doing the same things. And then it's like an off and on process. One minute he's faithful, then the next minute I might see a text message from another woman. So my question is, do I continue the relationship, because it's been like 9 years, we've been in love with each other since we were young, or just like let it go?
Well, here's the issue. The issue is that you made it okay for him to sleep around and date other women while you guys were together.
Right.
So it's kind of all he knows in your relationship with each other.
Right. But he's constantly like, I love you. I want to be with you. I'm done. And I don't know if I should trust it. Like, that's the thing. He's constantly assuring me that he's not doing anything.
But then he constantly is.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, the problem is the ground. First of all, it seems like you feel guilty for having another kid, which he is his raising. So you kind of gave him a pass to do other things because you feel like you messed up. But you guys were on a break when that happened. And he made the decision to be with you and stay with you, right? And help you raise your child and have two more kids with you together. Now, if he's making the commitment to be monogamous and be with you and you only, but lying to you, that's an issue.
Right.
It's different if you're telling him, and you did at one point tell him, you know what, do your thing, right? You kind of had an open relationship.
Right.
Where you gave him permission to do that. Did you do that because you don't mind, or did you do that because you felt guilty?
No, I did it because I kind of felt guilty. We did date at a young age. At the time, we both were doing, you know, our own thing because I felt like we dated so young.
But you were young, too. You don't feel the need to step out now, right?
No, no, no. Like, I haven't physically called him doing anything, but there's been, like, times where a text message or something would come up. So I don't know if I should trust anything that he says.
Have you guys ever done therapy together?
We have, but I don't feel like he's going to be honest with the therapist.
Well, he needs to be honest with you, number one. Because you guys have a family together, he needs to. I think that he's also taking advantage of the fact that you feel guilty about what happened in the past. So right. He feels like it's justification for him to do the things that he's doing. And you're giving him that justification because you're telling him, I know we got together young. I know you didn't get to experience this. I know I had a baby when we were on a break. So do you. And you kind of justified that. So in his head, right. It's okay because you're okay with it. Now you have to let him know it's not okay. Yes, we got together young. I was young and you were young. But guess what? I don't need to do those things anymore because my family is important to me and our relationship is more important to me than going out and about. You did your thing. Now it's over. Stop. And if you catch him doing anything inappropriate, then you need to tell him that's going to jeopardize your whole relationship.
Right.
You know, but no more passes. Don't make him feel like it's okay. Stop telling him or feeling like, well, and giving him excuses. There's no excuse. There's no excuse for him lying to you. There's no excuse for him not doing what he says he's going to do. And the fact that you're able to do it means he should be able to do it too, unless he doesn't want to be in the relationship. And you need to tell him either you want to be here or you don't. The way I want you here is with me and only me. If you can't handle that, just let me know.
Right, yes. And I've had that conversation with him before, and he keeps assuring me that it's just me and he loves me and he wants to be with me. But the problem is I just don't know whether to trust if it's true or not.
Okay. And you haven't caught him physically doing anything, but I will say you have to take action. And when I say take action, is he has to know that there's repercussions for what it is that he does. It's not just going to be you having a conversation.
Right.
I just think that it's complicated because of how y'all started off. But I do feel like maybe he needs to do therapy by himself. You do some by yourself. And then you guys come together and get your relationship stronger.
Yes, definitely.
I wish you the best of luck, both of you.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
All right. We love you, too.
Bye-bye now. Good luck. ASCII 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, good news for 50 Cent. We'll tell you about what he has going on and find out who might get deported because of Mel B.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We are The Breakfast Club.
Salute to the Bronx, man. I just had to salute to the Bronx simply because of French Montana, Unforgettable, and Cardi B, Bodak Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, probably the two songs of the summer, right? Right?
Yes.
Yeah, so salute to the Bronx.
Yeah, two big songs this summer.
Yep, those two, and then Rake It Up and Khaled. Those four, I think, are the songs.
Wild Thoughts, you think?
Yep.
Okay.
And Rake It Up.
You think Rake It Up, too?
Yeah, yeah, that's a big song.
Okay. All right,
well, let's get to the
rumors. Oh, Envy, I just tried to enter to win a trip to Vegas to hang out with you.
Oh, yeah? Did you win?
I don't know yet. Yes, you can't. You just posted we could win a trip.
What the hell going on in Vegas?
iHeart Festival.
Oh.
But you work for the company, so
why are you just hanging out with
Envy? Eligible?
No, yeah.
But they got a contest just to hang out with Envy?
Yes. I have allergy, to hang out with me, the whole weekend. Go to all the parties, clubs, the iHeartRadio Music Festival, the everything.
How much they pay you for that package? That's a sponsorship? I wouldn't have did it anyway. So
what do you care?
They know not to come to me.
No, I'm actually paying for it.
What?
Yeah.
You out your damn mind.
I'm paying for people to come, fly them out. And
now, I noticed a lot of people responding on the post about winning a trip to go hang out with Envy in Vegas. Actually, would rather hang out with Gia.
Some people did say that. Some people, girls, like, is your wife going to be there? Yeah, she's going
to
be there, too.
Why are you paying for people to hang with you on a weekend where the white man is spending so much money on you? Why? I don't understand these Negroes.
Yeah, you don't understand.
I really don't. I don't get these Negroes.
Well,
man.
Let's get into the rumors.
All right, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Hov's mom.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Gloria Carter, who is Jay-Z's mother, did the Douce Friday podcast, and she talked about Jay-Z's 444 album and basically just her letting Jay-Z know who she really is. Here's what she had to say.
Besides your mother, this is the person that I am. This is the life that I lived. So my son started actually, like, tearing because he was like, that had to be a horrible life, Ma. And I was like, my life was never horrible. It was just different, you know, so that made him want to do a song about it.
Right, and he did that song, Smile.
Smile.
And mm-hmm. he also put that poem in there. Here's what you had to say about the poem.
So I was like, I don't know whether I'm ready for that. And we talked about it, and we talked about it. And then I was going out to see him, and I was on the plane. I was like, okay, I'm going to help him. Since we're going to do this, I'm hoping so. I wrote that while I was on the plane. So I gave him this. I said, look at this. So he was like, wow, you wrote this on the plane? So I said, yeah. So he said, start reading it. So I started reading it, and he was taping me.
All right. Well, here, in case you didn't hear Smile, here's the poem.
Living in the shadow, can you imagine what kind of life it is to live? In the shadows, people see you as happy and free, because that's what you want them to see. Living two lives, happy but not free. You live in the shadows for fear of someone hurting your family or the person you love. The world is changing and they say it's time to be free, but you live with the fear of just being me. Living in the shadow feels like the safe place to be. No harm for them, no harm for me. But life is short and it's time to be free. Love who you love because life isn't guaranteed. Smile.
I love that record, but did Hov get clearance from Miss Carter?
I was thinking the same thing.
That's what I wanted to know.
What's she going to do, sue him?
Yes. Okay. Did Hov get clearance from Miss Carter?
Gloria Carter.
Business is business, Hov. Did you get clearance from Mom? Stop
this. All
right,
now she also talked about not being ashamed ever of who she was. Here's what Gloria Carter had to say about that.
You know, and it's not fair for anyone to know my personal business. You know, no one else has to discuss their life. Why should I? But why should you have to bring someone else that's not a part of that? So I was like, you know what? So I'm tired of all the mystery. I'm going to give it to them.
By the way, I always do say that. I say there's no rules that say you have to tell people what your sexuality is.
And last but not least, you know, was the whole experience freeing for her? Here's what Gloria Carter said about that.
So now it's time for me to live my life and be happy, be free.
And there you
That's
go.
That's it. And, like, you go. And you don't have to have a press conference and tell everybody what your sexuality is. Your business is your business. That's right. What they always say. Some people in the closet, but no, some people just minding their business and want you to mind yours.
But sometimes this is inspirational. And I guess for a song like Smile and Jay-Z and his mom and their relationship and that whole experience, it could be inspirational for somebody else that's struggling with whatever
that
they're struggling with.
That is true.
All right, now 50 Cent has 3 new shows coming to Starz.
50 working, boy.
Yes, he had a conversation with the head of Starz, Chris Albrecht, and he says they agreed on a new deal for Power, but he also said, thanks for supporting me. I can't believe how much money they gave me. But the other thing is that he has 3 new shows coming on Starz: BMF, Tomorrow, Today, and I Got Away, Tick, Tick, Boom.
I can't wait to see that BMF story. And I still am so shocked that all those young brothers from down south who are making all that money let 50 Cent from up north get the BMF story.
All right, now, Mel B and her estranged husband are still having some issues, Stephen Belafonte, along with their nanny. So according to Mel B, they're saying the nanny, Lorraine, had a phony marriage, and she only did that so she would not be deported. So now Mel B has filed legal documents, and when she talks about all kinds of issues, this is the same woman she said they were having 3 ways with and, you know, all of that. Now, she also says that the nanny was using cocaine and admitted to that, and immigration officials can deny a visa for someone who uses illegal drugs. So this could be a way of her getting deported.
She's going to call ICE on her. They're going to have DACA remove her.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to end up happening now. But,
Mel B fine, too. Drop on the clues bombs from Mel B. How old is she? 57?
She's not no damn 57.
I thought about you over the weekend, too.
Don't
not
be
like
thinking
that.
About me
not like
I
that.
Talk about women being funny.
I seen...
Yeah, that was...
No, I was walking by, and Charlamagne talks about Eddie Murphy's ex-wife, and I seen
Nicole
her.
Nicole Murphy.
I seen her in a...
Oh, she looks good.
I seen her in a casino when I was walking by.
Beautiful woman she is. Yeah. She's definitely 50-plus years old.
And I was like, oh, the Charlamagne loves her. I was about to...
I keep telling you, these older women is killing these young girls out here.
Says Charlamagne, right,
but
he's
married. Mane,
and Pilar Sanders.
Gucci Mane has gotten off probation 2 years ahead of schedule. So that's good news for him. And they've also sent out their wedding invites for him and Keisha Kaur. Those wedding invites, I think, were like $1,000 each, they said. So 50 people got those. I don't know if you guys saw what those invites look like.
Drop on the clues bonds for Gucci,
2 years ahead of schedule.
Gucci Mane is a changed man. He's a changed individual.
And that's dope.
For them to let him off probation 2 years early is a big deal. That means he is really walking the righteous path.
How do you do that? I didn't know you could even do that.
Do what?
Get off probation just early, just off.
Hell yeah, you can get your probation terminated if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
That's good.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee, Revolt, shout out to you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.